The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
This is Barron's Live. Each weekday, we bring you live conversations from our newsrooms about what's moving the market right now. On this podcast, we take you inside those conversations, the stories, the ideas, and the stocks to watch so you can invest smarter. Now, let's dial in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barron's Live Market Watch Edition. I'm Alessandra Melito, the retirement reporter for Market Watch, and I'm pleased today to welcome Ari Parker, head Medicare advisor and co-founder of Chapter, a company that specializes in maximizing Medicare coverage options for Americans. Welcome, Ari. Thanks so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be with you again.
So we actually spoke last month, and there was so much feedback and so many more questions about Medicare that we had to have you back. So I'm just going to get right into the questions, if you don't mind, and then we'll take some viewer questions later.
Sure. One note before you do. The annual enrollment period is October 15th. It's only 7 weeks. It's October 15th to December 7th. And that's the time in which you have maximum flexibility to review and confirm your coverage for 2022. So this couldn't be more timely.
Yes, perfect. That actually leads right into my first question, which was, so open enrollment is upon us, as you just said. What should Americans do right now to prepare for it? So, you know, they maximize their benefits, and especially if they're unsure of where to start.
Here's the process if you're not sure where to start. The questions you would want to ask first, the doctors that you see and want to keep seeing. You want to choose a plan where you can continue to see the doctors that are important to you. Two, the prescriptions, the medications that you take. You definitely want to have doctors, prescriptions, and then any other factors, including lifestyle preferences or other factors that might be important to you, such as maximum out-of-pockets and co-pays. These are all things that we discuss with our clients when reviewing and confirming their coverage. If you'd like, I can send you a worksheet in order to structure what a review might look like. Just if you'd like that, you can email me, ari@askchapter.com. Of course, some of you might not just be reviewing for your coverage. You might be looking to start Medicare in the first place. And if you're looking to start Medicare, then there's a special set of instructions that would apply to you. And I'm sure we'll touch on that in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you want to just go ahead and explain the difference, that'd be perfect.
Sure. For people who are starting Medicare, typically by way of turning 65, there's a special initial enrollment period. There's an initial enrollment period that's 7 months long. And that's what applies to someone who's turning 65. It's not the annual enrollment period, but instead an initial enrollment period. If you have questions about your initial enrollment period, or perhaps if you're if you're post 65, but you haven't started Medicare yet, then there's a special enrollment period that might apply. What the Chapter team has designed is something called the Purple Packet. We mail this to each of our clients who's approaching Medicare. And if you'd like the Purple Packet, we'd be happy to mail you one. Just send me your address in order to protect your privacy. Send it to ari@askchapter.com.
And I will make a note that I am going to be writing a follow-up article, you know, from our conversation, so I can also link to where to go for that. So I'll just putting that out there. So
appreciate it.
Why, if at all, is analyzing your current Medicare coverage more important now than ever before? And why should people take advantage of this period if they can?
Because the plans are changing more than ever before. There's not only more choice, but there's also greater variation across each plan option. In the typical county across the United States, there are over 40 different plan options. So nationwide, there are more than 24,000 plans. And the Chapter team searches across each and every single one of them in order to find the one that's most comprehensive and best fitting based on your healthcare needs. Definitely. So that's why it's more important than ever.
And the pandemic has definitely shed a light on healthcare in this country. How has the pandemic, in your opinion, changed the way that older Americans in particular should approach healthcare expenses and Medicare coverage?
That's an amazing question. What we've seen is that there's been a greater focus on telehealth medicine. Many plans for 2022 include $0 copay telehealth visits. So if that's important to someone to see your doctor virtually, then what we would do is make sure that your doctor is covered in network if you go the Medicare Advantage route, or just confirm that your doctor accepts Medicare if you go the supplement route.
And is telehealth something that's become more popular as a result of the pandemic or just in general?
100%.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I'm just going to take a moment to remind the audience that if you'd like to submit questions, we will be getting to those later on. And there are plenty already. So
good.
I will continue. So a little bit, we talked a little bit last month about this, but could you break down some of the more common expenses tied to Medicare, such as premiums, and what additional costs people should be looking at as far as additional plans or coverage goes?
Sure. If someone has worked, there are two parts to original Medicare. There's Part A, which is hospital insurance, and then there's Part B, which is outpatient insurance. If you've worked more than 10 years or your spouse has, there's no charge for Part A. It's premium free in most cases. Now, for Part B, there is a charge, however. 85% of Americans pay $148.50 for Medicare Part B. Now, notice I just mentioned hospitalization and outpatient. What I didn't mention is prescriptions. A prescription component was added to Medicare in the mid-2000s, and that costs roughly, we find, $10 to $25 on average for prescription drug coverage, although there are ways in which to get prescription drug coverage bundled in through a Medicare Advantage plan. And I know that's something we're planning to discuss too, the ways in which to achieve comprehensive coverage with Medicare.
Absolutely. I just want to touch base on one thing that you mentioned before. I normally see a lot of questions, not even just today, about spouses. Could you just explain how exactly that works as far as the credits and, you know, who actually becomes eligible and when?
Yes, this can get quite complicated. So if you do have a question as to whether you've worked for 10 years or not, then this would really be a great case for a one-on-one meeting with me and or a member of my team. We have a lot of experienced Medicare advisors. We've helped thousands of people enroll in Medicare. So I would encourage a one-on-one consultation if you have questions as to whether you might receive premium-free Part A coverage or not.
Definitely. And so... Yeah.
And that would be to arrange the appointment. It would be askchapter.org, askchapter.org. That would be the best way to make an appointment.
Awesome. And then as far as open enrollment goes, what happens if you just don't do anything?
Well, it depends. It depends. What we're talking about is the annual enrollment period. So if you already are on a plan and that plan is still available for 2022, if you don't elect to make a change, then typically your plan would just continue into 2022. That said, some people, not a majority, but some are just on original Medicare and they haven't made an election one way or the other, in which case they would just continue on original Medicare if they don't make a, if they don't choose to make a, to choose, if they don't choose something else during the annual enrollment period.
And I know that people who turn 65, they have their own special enrollment period, but what are the consequences if you don't do anything as far as enrolling in Medicare, whether it be during your special enrollment period or the open enrollment period?
This is a great question. And people are surprised to learn that enrolling in Medicare is not automatic. It's not typically something the government enrolls you in unless you're taking Social Security when you turn 65. If you aren't taking Social Security, then it's something that you need to affirmatively opt into. You need to notify the Social Security Administration that you intend to enroll in Medicare. And it's something that the team, that the chapter team has created a guide. It takes less than 5 minutes in order to apply to Social Security and enroll in Medicare Part A and Part B to make sure that you have covered, that you have coverage when you turn 65.
Definitely. And then as far as when you're making your elections, like you said, there are so many different options and it could get a little complicated. What happens if you make a mistake and you don't realize until the period is over? What then?
Well, this is another thing people may be surprised to learn. There are penalties for late enrollment, and there are two types of penalties that people might owe. One is the Part B late enrollment penalty, and the other is the Part D late enrollment penalty for prescription drug coverage. It's important that you act within the timelines, depending on whether you're starting Medicare by way of turning 65 or by way of a special enrollment period, if you have alternative creditable coverage, which is something we can discuss one-on-one. It's important that you act within your timelines in order to avoid those two types of penalties, because they are lifetime penalties and they compound. So if you wait 3 years to sign up for Part B after the date in which you were supposed to sign up, you would actually owe 30% penalty lifetime, 10% for each year in which you should have signed up for Medicare but failed to. We can help you avoid those penalties. We can also help mitigate your penalties if you already are subject to them. The important thing would just be to get on top of it. And just by virtue of attending the seminar, I would say that people are doing a really great job of it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want those penalties. So anything.
<No.
laughs> And then, you know, we talk a lot about maximizing your benefits. And I know that you have a lot of experience in this. How does one actually go about maximizing their benefits? And what does that even mean to you, to maximize your benefits?
Maximizing one's benefits means starting with what's important to you. Is it vision, dental, hearing, prescriptions? These things vary between even within one's family. I typically find that what one spouse chooses might not be the plan that the other spouse chooses, which can be really delightful because it just shows that it goes based on one's individual preferences.
Definitely.
So it really starts there.
And then as far as supplemental programs or plans go, you know, when does it make sense to do something like that? And when doesn't it make sense to do something like that?
Got it. So let me break this down. There are only two types of ways to achieve comprehensive Medicare coverage for most Medicare eligible individuals. One route is a supplement. It's also known as a Medigap plan. The other is a Medicare Advantage plan, which is also known as Part C. These are also known as cost plans. So one route is a supplement. The other route is Advantage. Those are really the two ways to achieve comprehensive coverage, though I'll add a nuance here. If you do go the supplement route, you would need to elect standalone Part D prescription coverage. And that's the $10 to $25 per month that we typically see. Although it can go over $25, of course, if you're on expensive prescriptions.
And what exactly is the difference between those two options? Like, why would somebody go with one over the other or vice versa?
Great question. A supplement is for someone who wants to keep Original Medicare's network. Original Medicare doesn't even have a network. It's not HMO or PPO. It's just doctors who accept Original Medicare. So that means if you elect for a supplement plan in California, let's say, you can see any doctor who accepts Medicare in New York at the Mayo Clinic or in Hawaii, for that matter. You're not limited to California. On the other hand, an Advantage plan is privately administered through an insurance company. So it's a replacement for Original Medicare. And there you see the difference between HMO and PPO, which is something I'd be happy to discuss, the difference between the two. But just know that choice of doctor varies between a supplement and an Advantage plan. The other difference is on premium. With a supplement plan, let's take a Medicare Supplement Plan G, for example. These plans are standardized under federal law. So any Plan G covers the same exact services as any other Plan G. With a Plan G, your out-of-pocket maximum for any Medicare expense is $203 per year. That's the annual deductible. That's opposed to a Medicare Advantage plan, where we see variations across plans on the out-of-pocket maximums and, of course, copays. With a Plan G, there are no copays, and there's no referrals required. And so that's another difference that you might see between supplement and advantage. One thing I'll note here, if someone is interested in dental, vision, hearing, these aren't covered by original Medicare, so a supplement doesn't cover it either. However, we find that many Advantage plans do, and some of them are even $0 premium. So if you're looking for additional benefits that would otherwise not be covered by original Medicare, then it would be important to discuss whether an Advantage plan might be right for you.
Absolutely. And I just have one more question before we go to viewer questions. Sure. The cost of living adjustment was just announced today, and it's 5.9%. Yes. But yes. The Medicare premium for 2022 has not yet been announced. Do you have any thoughts on just how, you know, how beneficiaries should navigate this as they prepare for 2022?
Yes, I would use last year's baseline as a starting point. Last year's baseline was $148.50 for Medicare Part B. This is what 85% of Americans paid. That number will likely go up. By how much? It appears likely 5.9% or thereabout. And I would expect those numbers to be published really soon. If you'd like to know exactly what the number is, we have a newsletter, Chapter Weekly. It goes out every Thursday. And if those numbers come out today, it will definitely be in the newsletter. If you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, simply drop your email address or send me an email, ari@askchapter.com. And of course, you'll get the latest breaking news on what the Part B premium will be for 2022. And of course, and also, if you don't pay, if you pay more because you're a high earner, we will also keep you updated on what the income-related monthly adjustments are as well.
That is very helpful. So I'm going to start with viewer questions now. The first is from Karen. She asked, what's the best coverage for somebody who travels?
Well, someone who travels probably wants to have choice of doctor when they travel. They want to be able to see specialists, if necessary, in the places where they travel to. If you want to maximize your choice of doctor, then you would probably want to keep original Medicare's network. And it might be worthwhile to consider a Medicare supplement plan, like the Plan G, as in George, I was talking about earlier. What's unique about Chapter is that we advise clients on both types of plans, both supplements and Advantage plans. So that would really give you maximum flexibility to search across all plans that are available to you to find one that would allow you to travel and also to have coverage so that you can achieve peace of mind.
Now, this one is tricky. I'm not sure if there's a right answer for this one, but Larry asked, if money is no object, what is the best overall Medicare supplement?
If money is no object?
I guess as far as like premiums go or extra additional costs and limits and stuff.
Got it. Larry, let me answer this way. The most comprehensive coverage you could possibly have if you turn 65 after January 1st, 2020 is a Medicare supplement Plan G and a standalone prescription drug plan. You might also want to consider vision, dental, hearing, but remember that's not covered by original Medicare. So if we're just talking about hospitalization and outpatient services, then it would be a Medicare supplement Plan G and a standalone prescription drug plan. And if you'd like to find out what that might cost, again, these are standardized under federal law, Medicare supplement plan types, then you can just shoot me an email and I'd be happy to speak further on it.
Great. Betty asked, do you need proof that you have group insurance if you continue to work past the age of 65?
Yes, and there's a nuance here. The wrinkle is that your employer must be 20 full-time employees or more in order for it to count as creditable coverage. That is what is considered large group employer insurance for the purpose of qualifying for a special enrollment period. If your employer has fewer than 20 employees, then you would not qualify for a special enrollment period. And in fact, you may be subject to penalty if you did not act to start Medicare Part B on time.
I just want to make a note that that is really important to know because those penalties are no joke and you do not want to make a mistake with that. So that's very
It's so important. I can't stress this enough. People are so surprised to learn that you have to affirmatively opt into Medicare. that it's not automatic, and also that you may be subject to penalty if you don't follow the guidelines and in fact qualify for a special enrollment period. So if you have any questions on whether you qualify for that special enrollment period, email me and we can discuss it one-on-one.
Definitely. Alice asked, and this goes back to the previous question with travel, but how does Medicare work as far as international medical expenses?
So a Medicare supplement, also known as Medigap, would cover 80% when traveling abroad in the event of an emergency for the first 60 days that you're outside the United States. 80% coverage abroad for the first 60 days in the event of an emergency, up to $50,000 maximum. A Medicare Advantage plan would varies widely plan by plan, and this is why it's important to search every single plan. There are some Medicare Advantage plans that provide limited coverage abroad. However, that's not the case by and large.
Gotcha. And then Ron asked, is there a penalty to switch Part D plans yearly?
No, that's exactly what the annual enrollment period is for. Ron is the name. Ron, if you email a list of your prescriptions, including the frequency and dosage, I'd be happy to have one of our senior advisors review your prescription coverage for next year.
Great. And Mary asked, is Plan F still available? And if not, what's the substitute? And you know, can you explain what that might involve?
Yeah, this is such a good question. I'm so grateful that you brought it up. It also dovetails nicely with Larry's question earlier. If you turned 65 before January 1st, 2020, then you're grandfathered in for a Medicare supplement Plan F. F is in Frank. Now Plan G as in George, is the replacement for Plan F. And F and G are identical with one difference. The difference is that G does not cover the Part B annual deductible. Otherwise, they're identical. And again, there's no network restriction. You can see any doctor who accepts Medicare. It has the same benefits. The only difference is the annual deductible. Now, that number was $203 for 2021. That said, we typically see substantially more in premium savings with a Plan G than for Plan F. So if you can qualify for a Plan G, we see as many people switching to a Plan G because, of course, if you're just turning 65, you only have the option of Plan G. So the risk pool for Plan G is younger and healthier than the risk pool for Plan F. And so typically it's to one's benefit to explore what the premium savings might be by switching to a Plan G. That's something that we have a tool where you can price your savings. Just visit our site, askchapter.org, and you can see the tool there.
That's very helpful. Linda asked, can you switch plans, such as if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, can you switch to a supplemental plan?
The rules vary by state. You can switch. However, the rules that vary are whether you need to answer questions about your health history or not. If you're in the state of New York, New York is a guaranteed issue state, which means that you might be able to enroll in a supplement without answering questions about your health history. New York is not the norm, however. In many states, 46 in fact, you would have to answer questions about your health history. Now, this isn't like a life insurance exam where a nurse comes and visits you. Instead, it's just 7 to 10 questions about your health history. And if you'd like to go through them, a member of the team would be happy to. So if you are interested in switching from Advantage to Supplement, now is the time. We are in the annual enrollment period, and this would be the perfect opportunity to review your options.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but is there another period that involves Medicare Advantage separately from open enrollment?
Yes, that period is called Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period, OEP, Open Enrollment Period, and it runs from January 1st to March 31. It only applies to people who have Advantage plans already, however, unless a special circumstance applies, like, for example, moving.
Gotcha. So it's not something that somebody who was interested in Medicare Advantage, they can take that opportunity. It's only people who already have it, right?
Exactly. So if you only have original Medicare, then you would not be able to take advantage in most circumstances of the open enrollment period from January to March. Instead, your timeline to act starts Friday.
Great. And then you gave me another question. You mentioned moving. So, you know, some people move after January or February. What then? Like, what do you do if you moved in September or October? Do you have to wait until the following year?
Nope, you qualify for a special enrollment period. The rules do vary. There have been extensions during the pandemic, and the rules have been altered slightly. My team and I are on top of all the changes that apply. And so if you have moved recently, now, or if you're planning to move, just reach out. You can also call us 605-205-8869. And I will just drop that number in the chat as well.
And then I had one more question, then I'll go back to the other questions. But you mentioned before PPO and HMO. Could you just briefly explain what that is and how, you know, how Medicare, you know, interacts with all that?
Sure. Remember, if we're talking about HMO or PPO, then we're in the Advantage world, because Original Medicare has no networks. You can see any doctor who accepts Original Medicare nationwide. And according to a Kaiser Foundation study, about 94% of doctors do. With that said, if we're in the HMO PPO, then that's a Medicare Advantage plan, which is a replacement for Original Medicare. And so then you need to go doctor by doctor to assess whether they're in network or out of network. Now, that's the background. Here's the details. If you choose an HMO plan, then your care is coordinated through a primary care provider. So you choose your primary doctor, and then your primary doctor refers you to any in-network specialist that you need to see. If they refer you to an out-of-network specialist, then on an HMO plan, you're restricted from seeing that doctor. That's opposed to a PPO plan. With a PPO plan, you don't need referrals, and you can also see out-of-network doctors, though it typically comes at a higher cost than you would otherwise pay on an HMO plan, or than you would otherwise pay for seeing an in-network doctor.
Very interesting. And then, sorry, I just lost track of all my questions.
No, you're Gary. Good. These are great questions.
These are good. I love that. So Susan asked, which services are uncovered by Medicare that I need to be mindful of?
There are two biggies. First, people are surprised to learn that there's no maximum out-of-pocket with Original Medicare. This is one of the reasons it's not comprehensive. You can actually go bankrupt on Original Medicare. A Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage is a way of imposing a maximum out-of-pocket cost so that you don't find yourself with hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. The other big item people are surprised to learn that Medicare doesn't cover is long-term care. Long-term care is defined by the activities of daily living, like showering, bathing oneself, dressing, even moving. These are all, these are sadly things that Original Medicare does not cover. There have been proposals to add long-term care to Medicare. None of them have made it out of committee, but it is something I keep our readers abreast of through Chapter Weekly, which is published every Thursday.
Gotcha. And this question is similar to one that I asked before, but it's always worth repeating. Adnan asked, supplemental sounds so much better. Why would somebody pick Advantage?
Well, here's why, Adnan. The premiums are typically higher for a Medicare supplement plan than for Medicare Advantage. So if someone is sensitive on premiums and they want to have more risk on the back end, that is, they're more comfortable paying copays if they were to need care or have out-of-pocket expenses, then they might choose Medicare Advantage in order to save money up front and shift some of the risk towards when they might need care. That said, whichever route you choose, you're still doing better than if you remain on Original Medicare, because Original Medicare has no maximum out-of-pocket limit.
Gotcha. That's very helpful. So there's one thing I'll add to address
Adnan's question a little more. Adnan, remember, Original Medicare doesn't have vision, dental, hearing, or prescriptions. Whereas these are typically things that are bundled into Medicare Advantage that can be super appealing if you go to the dentist a lot, but might not go to the doctor very often.
That is very, very helpful. So we're running out of time, and I just wanted to ask one more question before we go. This is my own question. So as we've said numerous times, open enrollment is coming up, and people should probably, you know, jump on that if they can or, you know, are interested. What should they do right now this week to prepare for that? Like, what should they be reviewing? Anything should they what can they do to be best prepared for when it starts?
Just by virtue of attending this, I'm so grateful to you, Allie, for asking the question and also for having me on. And I think that anyone who's attending today is in really good shape to be able to confirm their coverage for 2022. That opens Friday. Friday is the start of the annual enrollment period. So what you can do between now and then is ready a list of the doctors that you want to continue seeing in 2022, any doctors you haven't seen but might need to see. You can also ready a list of your prescriptions, if any, including the dosage and frequency. And then my team and I would be happy to have a review with you where we discuss the individual factors that are important to you to make sure that you have the best fitting coverage for next year. And of course, I'm sure there are some questions we didn't get to. I'd be happy to answer them. You can call me at 605-205-8869 or email ari@askchapter.com.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much. So unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today. Although I feel like we could talk about this until open enrollment starts. Thank you so much for being here with me. And thank you to our audience for tuning in. We hope you listen to our next episode tomorrow. Barron's Senior Managing Editor Lauren Rublin and Deputy Editor Alex Ewell will be discussing the outlook for tech companies and individual stocks. Thank you all again so much for listening. I hope you stay safe and have a great day.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.